due to the blow at 202-432 Rock. Yeah.
Hi, Grease Man. How are you?
I'm very well. How you doing?
I'm fine. This is Susan.
Susan?
Yes.
How are you, Susan?
I'm fine.
Good.
I just want to talk about Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, what about it?
I loved it.
It was good, but it was off-putting, wasn't it?
It's
not a feel-good movie. Not the kind of movie you come out singing the songs. Light the lights, hit the heights, everything's coming up. I have often walked on this street before.
No.
Not that kind of movie.
No, but it was
You come out of there ashen-faced.
Well.
Lighting a camel with a trembling hand leaning against the wall that white flint.
I didn't find it that bad.
I came out of there thinking, my God, the humanity! I stood up forgetting I had a double popcorn and a double soda in my lap. I washed everything over the tragic back of the man sitting in front of me. He said, thank you. I needed it to shock me out of my reverie. And there, and the soda and the popcorn, the butter and the tears, we held each other, weeping openly in the theater.
Oh, see that? I couldn't believe that. Maybe it's a guy thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe a big man like you would be, you know, misty-eyed over that.
I was racked with sobs. Mm. And I really got into it. In the middle of it, I said, watch it, that crowd's right behind you.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
It was amazing. The rest that of, German soldier, that was the one that got
the me. The rest of the movie, we had to look at the screen with these little holes in it, you know? Oh, it was terrible. And, you know, the light was coming through. You could see three beams of light coming through. It was distracting. Yeah,
you needed an interactive movie.
I was really embarrassed. I was embarrassed. In the end, I got up and I dove through the screen. The tank! Look out for the tank! And I went through and I ripped the whole thing down. Oh, man, I got out of there just in time. She was running around, my theater, what you do to my theater? I said, shut up, I'm out of here. I hit the emergency door bar, and I went pounding down the alley, splashing through the puddles.
It was awesome.
Oh, man, I tell you what, yeah. You know, it's hard to believe our dads, you know, they don't talk about it. That's why, you know, you picture your dad, you know, you go parachute jump, and your dad doesn't parachute jump. He did it when it counted. He did it into the Battle of the Bulge. He parachuted into the dark fields and splashed into the water. You know, that's why our parents look at us like we're nuts. Where are you going? Well, I'm going kayaking down a river. He didn't want to kayak down no river. He came out of a troop carrier and dashed into the face of 50 caliber machine gun fire dancing around him. He ain't going to get no damn river wild experience. He's going to sit in front of the TV because he's already paid his price. Only we who have never faced the ultimate challenge need to get our adrenaline going by hang gliding and... going down a river and... Man, oh man. Tried hang glide once. I don't do that stuff either. I mean, I can't do it. Yeah, I guess I went off across the field. I got a little out of whack. My one adventure. Yeah, I started off, you know, it was back when I was living on Foxhall Road. I got up over by AU. And the campus is the highest spot right over there northeast. College Pukes had this hang glider, so... So I got a running start and I take off and I'm like, hey, this is great. I can see all the monuments and everything. But then I got an updraft or something. I couldn't control where I was going. Next thing you know, I'm floating over Anacostia. And I'm like, I'm flying, you know, I must have been 12, 14 stories high. And I go zipping over Anacostia, and I see this group of, you know, gangbangers standing there, drug dealers. Next thing you know, I hear one of them say to the other, hey, Winnie, what kind of bird is that? He said, no, I don't know. I've never seen a bird like that before. Let's get it. Next thing you know, they're looking up. They open up. And as I go tumbling, end over end, headed for the Anacostia River, I heard one of them say, well, what kind of bird do you think it was? This principal, I don't know. But we sure made him drop that honky he was carrying.